Today I want to talk about a favorite image of mine, the sine wave. The sine wave, for those who remember their algebra, is a standard form of a wave. I won't go into details such as amplitude and frequency, although those are really important concepts in energy. But if you were to think of a sine wave as this, a pattern that goes up and down, up and down, or you Google on sine waves, you'll be able to see it really clearly. Google Images would have multiple iterations of a sine wave. So just in case, let me spell it, S-I-N-E, sine wave, two words. So my topic today is life is like a sine wave without being smooth. You've already noticed the effects of rhythm in your life. I'm not talking about a form of conception control practiced by some Catholics. I'm talking about the natural ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, the changes due to movement of energy that are all around us. You've noticed rhythm in the change from night to day and back. Growing up, I lived on Long Island, which is just like it says, a Long Island with bodies of water all around it. I knew about high tides and low tides. Those are forms of rhythm, or the effects of rhythm. I preferred swimming when it was high tide, but if I wanted to go clamming or crabbing, I would look for low tide or the changing tide. Everyone knows the seasons of the years, but not everyone recognizes them as proof of the existence of rhythm. Daily, about 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., 3:30, somewhere like that, many people experience a lowering of their energy. Instead of drinking coffee or going out and smoking a cigarette or eating a sugar-loaded snack, drinking a large glass of water and moving the body would change that downward movement in the sine wave back upward. It would start it moving up again. A lot of human frustration is related to time. We want events to occur at the time we want. We want pleasant days to be longer and unpleasant days to be shorter. We try to control actions and results in the field of time, even though they're outside of our control. We often talk, and I've done this too, talk about time management. But the reality is that we are trying to manage ourselves in time rather than managing time itself. Most of us recognize that days are 24 hours long, whether we sleep, whether we work, or whether we play. What we do during those 24 hours is dependent on our self-management abilities. The frustration that I alluded to before is usually related because things aren't moving fast enough in our perceptions. The next time you're standing in line, say at the movies, or you're in traffic, or at a grocery store, notice the wave. When one person moves ahead of you, then the people in line behind all ripple forward. You can consider the peak of the sine wave to be when you're standing in front of the cashier. There was a build-up to that moment, and then there's a decrease of energy after you reach the peak and you're walking away from the cashier. One of the most valuable aspects of seeing life as a sine wave is that you can maintain balance better by knowing this. If you know that there are ups and downs, when they occur, you're not discombobulated. At any and every moment, you can imagine your placement on a sine wave. Are you improving in some way? You're on the upward slope of the wave. Have you succeeded and the game is over? You are on the other side of the peak, maybe just over the crest. Are you struggling and depressed? You're on the lower part of the wave. Did something just happen that caused you to crash? You're on the other side of the peak, headed downward, perhaps rapidly. Are you hopeful that things could turn around for the better? You're on the upward side of the wave. Since this rhythm is natural, we need to understand it and take steps to manage it. We want the ending point of a cycle to be somewhat higher in terms of vibration than the starting point. Throughout the waves, we have the opportunity to gain awareness. Even being aware that we're struggling and depressed is far better than just feeling terrible. Oh, I just feel terrible. That's not specific enough to give any kind of clarity and to release energy, because voicing our feelings can be a simple and easy way to let them go. If we look at the form of a sine wave and imagine it to be the path upon which we're walking every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, we could quickly become interested in locating ourselves on that wave. By searching for the understanding, we open ourselves to awareness while we decrease our resistance to what we're experiencing. Instead of finding fault with what we're experiencing, we're looking for understanding. Totally different ballgame. When we notice where we are on the wave, we automatically become sensitized as to how we got there. The more we recognize the law of cause and effect in our lives, the wiser our choices in the future will become. In life, we sometimes take two steps forward, one step back, three forward, two back, one forward, two back, and so on. If life is a process of gaining awareness, as I believe it is, maybe these steps backward are like remedial training, helping us to get the awareness that we missed in the first steps. What do I mean when I say life is like a sine wave without being smooth? What does without being smooth mean? You've probably noticed that your life doesn't always go smoothly. There are times when it feels as if you're being blocked, things backfire, you and others simply don't understand, and your communication gets all messed up. Conflicts and upsets, yours and others, are the not smooth parts of the sine wave. There are three main ways these conflicts and upsets are created. First, we have unfulfilled expectations, and we negatively react to not getting what we expected. The second factor is thwarted intentions. When we intend to cause a certain positive effect, but due to some missing bit of awareness, the effect is negative, and the shock of this mishap can be particularly upsetting. The third factor is undelivered or unreceived communication. Not saying what needs to be said or not hearing what was said is way too common in relationships. And this factor is really a pet peeve of mine. A couple of years ago, I tried to watch on Netflix so I could binge watch if I liked it, the TV series called 24. It starred Kiefer Sutherland. But the poor communication between the characters drove me crazy. One sentence or one question or one less assumption would have solved the problem situation and made the writers have to be better writers, or it would have made the shows 10 minutes long. I couldn't really watch it because of that. I found it too obvious and too frustrating, and I couldn't believe it would really occur in life. Just recently, I watched Netflix and two episodes of a show called Frequency, and they had the same poor communication that keeps the conflicts and upsets going. Well, I guess that TV shows need conflicts and upsets in order to have something to show. However, we can reduce them in our lives and on our sine waves by simply understanding how not to continue creating them. You have 24 hours every day, and I have 24 hours every day. I could draw a horizontal line that represents 24 hours a day. And you can recognize that this line could be 30 days long, it could be a year long, or it could be 120 years long. But for the purposes of this talk, let me just refer to it as 24 hours. And that line is horizontal and straight. I could also draw a vertical line, and it would connect at the left end of the horizontal line. Again, if you know anything about algebra, or you can remember it from high school, you would go, oh, I think this is the x-axis and a y-axis. Yep. So now you've got a vertical line, and I would call that the scale of emotional states. Maybe you could label it ranging from low to high, or I could also use the words shame, apathy, grief, fear, lust, anger, pride, courageousness, acceptance, and peace, with peace being at the top end of the vertical line and shame at the lowest point. Over the course of 24 hours, a line could be continuously drawn, showing the basic sine wave. Even though time is moving steadily, our emotions create the feeling that time is either moving slowly, maybe too slow, or fast, maybe too fast. When people say time is relative, they mean that our feelings create the sense that time has different speeds. As with all energy flows, resistance tends to slow the movement. If we resist what we are doing, it seems to take longer. If we resist less or not at all, the process seems to move faster. The not smooth parts of the wave tend to have resistance rear its self-protective head because we don't want or we don't like or we can't do something. Without thinking, we revert to fight or flight. With thinking, we can understand that attacking or avoiding doesn't solve any problems at the root level. With thinking, a third option is available. I call it embrace. Embrace means communicating, looking, listening, touching, telling the truth, being courageous enough to be vulnerable, and standing our ground. Embrace takes trust, and it can feel risky. But from this place, problems can be solved, lessons can be learned, and habit patterns can be changed. I have had clients who thought they were in a fight with time. One said to me, I've been battling time my entire life. He was born prematurely. Others have been battling what happened in their yesterdays. Time didn't know that a battle was going on. It had no resistance to my client. Only he was at war, and he made himself a casualty of the war he created on his own. Fighting yesterday's event means not attending to today's events. That means tomorrow there'll be more regret about today. Let's go surfing. No, I'm not talking about surfing the web. I'm talking about surfing the ocean waves like a Californian or a Hawaiian would do. Surfers know the waves are coming. They look like sine waves. Surfers are looking for the rising wave that will carry them powerfully toward shore. They catch the wave. We can do the same thing in our landlocked lives. After a good night's sleep, think quiet ocean, we wake up. After caring for our physical needs, we're ready to head to the more challenging projects of our day. For many people, this is when they go to work. For the self-employed and home office types, this is the best time to swim into the tougher projects when we have the most energy, physical and mental, to apply to that project. And once we get started on a tough project, energy seems to be there, like the wave sought by the surfers. Where momentum carries us forward. We started, but then automatically we seem to have this outside energy that is carrying us. And we can repeat this embrace and use momentum over and over to help us get to the conclusion and to the satisfaction we're looking for. Consider the prayer I'm about to say as a representation of divine energy carrying us like a wave to a fulfilling life. And this is the pluralized version of the prayer from letter 8 in Christ Returns, reveal startling truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.